Morning, everyone. It's good to be on again. I've entitled this video, Struck by Lightning. Struck by Lightning. We don't realize how dependent we are on these electronic devices until something happens like being struck by lightning. That's what happened to us on Saturday night, actually Sunday morning early, about 3:45 in the morning. A storm came through here and it struck my modem. It fried it. It totally fried my modem. And so the earliest time that I could get the tech people out here was this morning, and they installed a new modem and everything's working fine right now. So until it gets struck by lightning again, I guess we'll broadcast unless I get struck by lightning. So anyway, that's why we weren't able to broadcast all day yesterday. One of these days we're going to be totally electronic free when they demand that we do something that goes against our constipating commerce. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I believe the scriptures. I believe the scriptures when it says that they will not be able to buy or sell save they have the mark in their right hand or their forehead. I take that literally for what it says, and people get all upset with me, make all kind of allegations against me just for quoting scripture. Isn't that interesting? That's all right. I'll continue to quote scripture. And they'll say, oh, you're taking it out of context. How am I taking it out of context when I'm just reading it? You know? Anyway, this morning is the 20th of April, 2020. 2020. There shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thine hand. Deuteronomy 13:17. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Good morning, Rose Fenton. Good to see you. And I was struck by lightning. My modem was struck by lightning over the weekend. Rose, that's why I haven't been on. So every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. 2 Corinthians 6:17, 1 Peter 2:11. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 1 Peter 2:11, Jude 23, 1 John 3:2-3, and Titus 2:11-14. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In the presence of mine enemies. Isn't that in the midst of all of this that we can have the assurance that Jesus Christ is our shepherd? It is I, be not afraid. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, thy Savior. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Romans 8, 34 and 35. Well, I'm just glad that we have been given the faith of Christ. And regardless of whether our modems are struck by lightning, or whether we're struck by an illness, or whether we have to deal with all these people who are drunk on the coronavirus, whatever it is, we have the protection of Christ. He is at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. I'm glad that He has set us apart. I'm glad that we have been given the faith of Christ and that we don't have to rely upon ourselves, but we're relying upon one much stronger than mere creature. We're told in Scripture not to put our trust in princes or kings. God is the one that raises kings up, and God is the one that brings kings down. And so we can be assured that Jesus Christ, even if we have to die for Him, even if we have to have our heads chopped off, we are still in His hands. We're still under His control. Many say they would die for Christ. Peter said the same thing, and he denied Christ. When we come to the time when we might have to face persecution, will our response be the same as Peter? It is my belief from the study of Scripture and the reality of the times we are living in, which includes the radical homosexual agenda propagated not only by the homosexuals, but by the federal government of the United States, the United Nations, and most states, we as true Christians will probably face persecution by our own government, federal and state, in our lifetime. I was already fired from the state of Missouri for refusing to place children with homosexuals, to license homosexuals as foster parents. We need to remember that God alone is the only one we can look to that will be faithful to work in us to demonstrate the faith He has placed in us of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In and of ourselves, we can do absolutely nothing, and we will most certainly compromise our testimony. We know this, and if we are honest, we must attest to the fact that we have failed in our testimony before others many, many times. How should we prepare for the upcoming persecutions to Christians in America and throughout the world? We've already seen for Christians in other countries, including China, Pakistan, that the Holy Spirit would open our eyes to the truth of God's Word. Pray, ask God to protect us. Welcome aboard, Mary Galindo Manilow and Concio Susan Rose Fenton and all the rest who have joined as well as YouTube. We should pray. God, from the power of Satan, and that God would cause us to live a repentant life, and when we succumb to sin, that he would cause us to repent and turn back to him, which he will do if we are one of his elect. We should fellowship with those who are committed to the same thing. We should pray that God would cause us to live our lives in the light of eternity and not be preoccupied with the trivial things of this world. We should constantly be reminded that God is the author and finisher of our faith. And it's not it's actually the faith of Christ that he's placed within us. I believe in the power of prayer. When burdens are heavy and sore, for Christ himself prayed to his Father when on the tree our sins he bore. I believe in the power of prayer. Christ did intercede for me. He giveth more grace when we cry out to him and grants us his tender mercy. I believe in the power of prayer to sustain us each passing hour. So pray without ceasing, O fellow believer, for we need his mighty power. Well, let us remember that we've been given the gift of eternal life if we're one of his. The Bible's not just another book. It is God-breathed, the living word of God. In it can be found the words of eternal life. Whether we believe it or not is the question at hand. Sorry, Rose, I can't control the what's going on between here and over. It's amazing. I think that they will probably eventually get to the point where they'll stall proclamation of the gospel. They've tried to get people shut down from worshiping over here. It's okay to leave Walmart's open and the liquor stores open. It's okay to leave the mosque open. It's okay to leave McDonald's drive-thru open. But if someone tries to have a service in a parking lot with their windows rolled up, they get arrested and given $500 fine. That should tell the ulterior motives of the system we're under. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin, and that all men died in Adam, and all who made alive are made alive in Christ. The Bible does not say that faith, belief, or repentance save you, but it does say that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And it does say that all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. The Bible says the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ also says you must be born again. So the Bible says the first thing that must happen to a sinner is that he must be born again, and then he receives the faith to believe that Christ died for his sins, and then he will readily confess that he's a sinner in need of his Jesus as his Savior. Hello, Troy Charborough. Good to see you. I have not purposefully been ignoring broadcasting. My modem was struck by lightning Saturday night at 3:45 and it shut me down. So I had to have them bring out a new modem today and install it. When we realize we need a Savior, he will then trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ for him on Calvary as the perfect sacrifice for his sins. When this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He's no longer under condemnation, and he has received forgiveness on the merits of God's gift to him. And he now realizes that he was foreknown, predestinated, called, justified and glorified. I'm glad that we have a wonderful Savior. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. He was slain, you see, before you and I were ever born, he was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary. Sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Well, I hope you all have a blessed week this week. And I'm sorry I was unable to broadcast yesterday morning or even in the afternoon or tomorrow or yesterday evening or even this morning early. But as soon as they got the new modem installed, after my other one got struck by lightning, I came to the microphone and began broadcasting again. I want to conclude this morning with "We're Marching to Zion." And this march is led by God's dear Son. This pilgrimage is not to a physical place, but looking for a city, the New Jerusalem. Coming out of heaven, prepared for the bride. This Zion's a place to eternally abide. Many try to make Zion a physical place, where rejection of Christ as the Messiah is an utter disgrace. But I'm marching to Zion, a spiritual place, where Christ is glorified and honored in his proper place. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. And I ask that you continue to keep us in your prayers as well. God bless.